Okay, please, Henry. G.
Again, another annual report to you. This time it's the review of the educational materials that have been prepared in the organization, either the ones that we've actually developed this year or that we currently have under development. And the purpose of the paper is really to seek your confirmation that these materials are receiving the appropriate level of review in accordance with the requirements of the due process handbook. So I think the key point that I wanted to highlight in this paper is really, as I was highlighting in paragraphs three onwards, is that we have actually, if you like, broadened the scope of how we're reporting to you here. And that's because with the increasing focus of our work supporting the implementation of the standards, we are producing, if you like, a broader range of materials to support IFRS standards. And we just thought, although the handbook just talked very narrowly about reviewing the materials produced by the Education Initiative team, it would be prudent to apply consistent standards to all materials, regardless of actually where they're produced in the organization. That did cause us to just have to think a little bit, because the requirements in the handbook, which you have in paragraph six, were very much designed for the materials that were in existence at the time those requirements were drawn up. And so you can see in this table on page three, we've, if you like, interpreted those requirements in the handbook and applied them to the other materials that we're now producing supporting our standards. And I've tried to lay out how we've thought that through and the type of examples of the materials under those sort of different levels, tiers of review in the handbook. So I just wanted to draw that committee's attention to that. And that's what we intend to apply as we go forward with these materials, which we, you know, as you will have seen, are we're increasing in the number that we're producing. So the appendix of the paper just sets out all the materials produced that we have under development and then lays out the level of review that those materials have received. And as I say, just seeking confirmation from the committee that they're comfortable with that level of review.
Anyone pause here? I was pleased to see the active participation of members of the board in that oversight. And the only thing that in my tenure on this committee that we've had where we've had tension here is when we felt that there was an effort through educational materials to do standard setting that then is outside the due process that we have. And so having the board actively overseeing the preparation of these materials and having the umbrella broader than very narrow educational materials, I think, is all healthy. And I applaud what it's done. And I'm pleased to see, I know that's not easy, but I'm pleased to see the board participation in those, the oversight of those materials.